your spots. All right. Just a quick housekeeping note. If we can all take out our cell phones, noisemakers, maybe even ankle bracelets, whatever might make the noise, just go ahead and turn those things on silent or off. They can be a bit distracting during the presentation. And this is going to be a briefing, so we'd also ask that you keep your seats. We're going to have a break here in just about 45, 50 minutes from right now. So we're going to be really quick here. And now it's my honor and privilege to be able to introduce our guest presenter today. This is a gentleman who's one of the youngest executive directors in the entire company. In fact, I was talking to him just a little bit before the briefing today, and I asked him if he'd share some of his numbers. He says, "No, I'm not going to share my numbers in his briefing." So he didn't want to brag about it, so I'm going to brag about it for him. But last month, he's mad because he didn't quite make $10,000. He made $9,950 last month. I mean, that's pretty good for a 22-year-old kid. We're giving him a hard time about that. But he's just had phenomenal success. This month already made over $1,700 in his first three or four deposits. We get paid daily in our company. So you're going to listen to somebody who's very young in the business, very young in life, but having just huge success. And we just look up to him so much. Please give it up for Mr. Travis Anderson. All right, guys.
Thank you. Oh, wow, he said some nice things, didn't he? Made me sound good. It's a good thing I look good. And that jam, well, that's my jam. So, because all I do is win. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Well, Mr. Burns said some great things about me, but I would be remiss without at least tossing it back to this gentleman and his lovely wife here in the front row. People that have been there with me in my near 3 years here with Legal Shield. And, you know, it was one of those things that I didn't get to spend a lot of personal time with Mr. Burns, but it was just any time I needed something, I'd come to him and he helped me with whatever I needed. And it wasn't like I needed to be told what to do several times. He said, "Do this." I said, "Okay." He said, "Do this." I said, "Okay." He said, you know, and it just wasn't an issue with me and Mr. Burns. So please give him a round of applause for everything he does. All righty. For those that do not know me and did not hear that lovely introduction, my name is Travis Anderson. First got started with Legal Shield when I was 19 years old. I was a college student at the University of Utah, so go Utes. We're in Salt Lake, so I can say that. I know we have some Cougar fans in the room, the minority. Exactly. And by the way, who won this year? That was the youth. Most lopsided victory, I think, in history of the rivalry.
Maybe they have a winning season if they can win today.
Well, we play in the Pac-12, and BYU, what, independent? Okay. What does Mr. Hall say? Whoever has the mic controls what's said. So I have the mic right now. So I went to the University of Utah. I was going to school to be a dentist, of all things. But to me, that seemed like an illustrious career because that was something my mom had brainwashed me to be ever since I'd grown up. Those that know my mom can understand how that is. It's true. But here I was going to school. I was full-time in school, and I had a full-time work schedule. So understandably very busy. Correct? And that was when I was first introduced to Legal Shield. And part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week, I understood that, you know, maybe just a little extra income could get, you know, the monkey off my back, if you will. You know, those bills. You know, anybody ever been there? You know, feeling like those bills are just weighing you down every single month, you know, too much month, you know, left at the end of the money. And that was how I always felt. I always felt like, you know, I was just a little short. But I got by. But in my first few handful of months here with Legal Shield, you know, I just made an extra $300-$500. You know, that was all I was looking for. Cover my car payment, give me a little extra, you know, play money. You know, and I had some fun, for sure. But after about 6 months, the company was paying me as much as my full-time job was paying me. Exactly. And I see some wide eyes in the room. Because that was how I felt. Because here I was working 40 hours a week compared to 10 hours a week, making an extra couple grand with each. So I was making more money than I ever had in my entire life, 19 years old. So I bought all the dumb stuff that you can buy, you know, the PlayStations, the cars, and, you know, just spent it all. In fact, I think I spent more than I had, you know, went in debt again. I don't know how that is, but we tend to do that. Am I right? But, you know, now today, I have the ability to work from the comfort of my own home. You know, in fact, it's kind of a touchy subject, or a very emotional subject with myself. When I first got started, I used to work in the morning. I had to get up about 7, 6:30 in the morning to go work construction. And my wife would get a little emotional when I'd leave. She'd get a little teary-eyed and say, "Honey, I don't want you to leave today." And I'd say, "Honey, I'm sorry, I got to go." And I'd leave. And, you know, now today, she gets a little emotional when I'm still at home. And she's like, "Honey, when are you going to go outside? When are you going to go out and do something?" I said, "Honey, I'm working right now." She says, "You know, come on. You know that ain't true. I live with you, remember?" And so, but I love my lovely wife. She's very supportive, very supporting, and she's always been there for me. So, what we're going to do right now is, you've kind of heard a little of my background. Now you can understand that I have no credibility. You know, I got started when I was 19 years old, now 22 today. So I'm a young guy, but you guys might be wondering, why are we listening to this young punk kid up on stage? It's because of the vehicle. It's because of this incredible growth company by the name of Legal Shield. And I'm going to touch a little bit on what Legal Shield is. In fact, we're going to go ahead and jump into a short clip that explains a little bit about what we do.
In America, every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gained you access to our legal system. And after depleting his life savings, defending himself against something he didn't do, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Good stuff. My goodness. I swear, every time I see that, at first I was a little emotional when I first saw that video, and then it just gave me goosebumps. And, you know, I know there's some people in the room probably feeling that same thing. And so you can see a little bit of what we do, and I'm going to jump into the nuts and bolts of what Legal Shield is right now. As you can see right here, and I apologize if I'm looking up at the screen, Legal Shield, a unique service of priceless benefit. You know, some people in the room, I know the guests in the room are asking yourself, well, what is Legal Shield? You know, it sounds great. But what is it? Legal Shield gives you ability to talk to an attorney on an unlimited number of matters without having to worry about the high hourly costs of an attorney. And what are those high hourly costs? What's the average cost of an attorney? $200 to $300 an hour. Am I right? What's the problem there? The average average worker does not make $200 to $300 a day. A big difference, right? In fact, what's the joke? Attorneys are so damn expensive that they can't even afford themselves. I'm sorry. Down in St. George, down in St. George, no one, you know, says anything when I say stuff like that. So up here, Mr. Hall's like, what's going on? Yeah, exactly. BYU fans are sheltered, for those that don't know BYU. Okay, for one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice, no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. As well as, that's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your life worry-free every day, every night, now and forever. So you can just ask yourself, but you know, the first question I asked myself when I looked at Legal Shield about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, was, well, I've never used an attorney, and I don't plan on going to jail anytime soon. I have, I mean, my brother might be, you know, might use this, you know, could use this, but he's 17 at the time, so it's gonna, you know, so I got to hook up my mom first. So that's another story entirely. But if you ever, you can just ask yourself, because really, it's not the fact that we don't use attorneys because we don't see them valuable. I mean, you see them as a valuable commodity. Am I right? Because the only reason we don't is what? We're intimidated. They cost too much. They cost too much. We're intimidated because they cost too much. Am I right? You know, people laughing are like, yeah, dang right. I said dang. So you can just ask yourself, just like I did, what kind of situations have you gone through that the advice or use of an attorney could have benefited that outcome? Number one, have you ever signed a contract or document? You've been overcharged or treated unfairly? In fact, let's touch back on the contract. I know that, us guys in the room, you know, anytime we get a contract, I know how we are. You know, we're like, even we're a Blockbuster, I mean, back in the day, not today. But say we're signing a contract, our wife's like, so honey, so do you understand all that? I said, yeah, baby, just give me a second. I'll read it. And we read through it, right, guys? And we're looking through it, we're like, sounds good. Standard. They ain't going to get me, baby. I read the contract. Guys, we didn't read the contract, did we? We couldn't even understand the contract. But we just don't want to look like, you guys get it. We don't want to look bad in front of our girls. Am I right? We don't. Girls, plural. For some people. Girl, for others. So you've been overcharged and treated unfairly. Received a traffic ticket. Or been guilty. And just didn't get one. Known a victim of identity theft. Or been in a situation where you thought the advice or use of an attorney might better your outcome. Exactly. You know what? 5 issues? And I'm sure the entire room can be nodding their head at least one of those things. We could have put a list of 500. 5,000? Exactly. 5. And the entire room is like, yeah, I've run into those kind of situations. Because you can just ask yourself, we use attorneys every single day, don't we? We sign a contract. Who do you think put together that contract? An attorney. The question is, was it yours? Exactly. A lot of people are like, wait a second, you're right. It wasn't my attorney. So who do you think that contract would benefit in that situation? The company that drew up that contract, right? Exactly. So how have our members used the Legal Shield plan? As you look at that, we've had over 2 million requests annually just last year. So you look at the top 5 issues. Number one, real estate, purchase, refinancing, foreclosure, landlord-tenant issues. We have a member, actually an associate on the team. She actually couldn't get back a security deposit. I know some people are like, you can get those back? Exactly. She had a $1,200 security deposit. She couldn't get back. One letter from our law firm actually was able to get that back. And we're going to touch on exactly what it's covered. Number two, consumer finance. How many people have ever had problems with collections, warranties, guarantees and other contracts? Most people. Number three, family law. Divorce, child support, child custody. Number four, estate planning. Will, living will. Power of attorney. You know, it's kind of a sad statistic, with the recent 10-year memorial of 9/11 about 2 months ago. I think the statistic is during 9/11, about 8,000 of those individuals that passed away, about 80% of them did not have a will in place. And because of that, 7,000 children were named wards of the state. 7,000. Because what do you think those parents were thinking when they went to work that day? Just a regular Tuesday. I think it was a Tuesday. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. So it's just a regular Tuesday. I'm just going to work. Maybe it was in their mind, but what are they thinking? $500 to $1,000? Too much, right? Gets in the way with the rent. Gets in the way with the mortgage. Gets in the way with paying the car. And so they were just thinking a normal day, and something tragic happened. And because of that, 7,000 children ended up in state's custody. Today, I think there are 4,000 children still in state's custody. And you think about that, 10 years later, 4,000 still there. You got to think that a majority of those people turned 18. Just got pushed out of it because they were 18. So it's a very sad thing, but that's the world we live in. So on top of that, traffic issues, moving violations, accidents. Those people that do not have traffic tickets. I know we've got some people. We have some gentlemen in here. In fact, where's Mr. Wilberg? He's coming. He's just a little late because he drives slower than everybody else. No traffic tickets. Been driving for 50 years. Amazing. So what is covered under your legal plan? Number one, legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. In fact, what we're going to do real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and click through these. So we're going to play a little game. And play along. I'm not going to ask you to rub your neighbor's shoulder or anything like that. Calm down. But we're going to play along with me. Okay? I need two volunteers. You don't have to just raise your hand. Yes, sir. What's your last name?
Chester.
Perfect. That's a good name. Yes. Black. Black and Chester. Perfect. Okay, Black and Chester, you are now my new law firm. Congratulations. You're both attorneys. In fact, you know what? You're actually partners of your own law firm. Very prestigious. Am I right? Give him a round of applause. Chester and Black. Sounds expensive. But Chester and Black, you guys are my buddies because you guys went to school. You guys got good grades. You guys went to law school. You got even better grades. Actually started practicing law, and then you got good at getting billable hours and now became partner of your own law firm. Congratulations. Chester and Black. Now, Chester and Black, you guys are my friends. We grew up together. I want you guys to hook me up. Is that fair? Chester and Black? I just made you attorney. It better be fair. Okay. So Chester and Black, you gentlemen are now going to represent me, not on the hourly basis. I'm not talking $200 to $300 an hour. Okay. I'm talking about whatever it's going to cost me, whatever it's going to, whatever you can charge me on a monthly basis to do what I'm going to be talking about. Make sense? Okay. If it doesn't, it's going to. So the first thing I want you to do, I want to be able to call up anytime and be able to get unlimited, advice on an unlimited number of issues. During normal business hours, I'm not going to wake you up in the middle of the night. Okay? So I want to be able to ask questions about anything, whether it be bankruptcy, child support, whether it be I want to get a will in place. I don't care what it is. I want to be able to call you up and find out what my rights are in that situation. Okay? And I'm not talking hourly. I want the buddy hook up. Okay? So just think to yourself. You don't have to shout it out loud. But think, what would you charge me? Goodness, I thought we were friends, Mr. Chester. Chester and Black? Black? Okay. I'm going to have to say it over and over again. Chester and Black. Okay, on top of that, I want you to be able to write letters and make phone calls on my behalf if it will better me in my situation. Make sense? So just in case. On top of that, I want you to be able to review contracts for me, up to 10 pages each, contracts or documents, on an unlimited number of basis. So, for example, I'm sure attorneys are so expensive. Sometimes you guys, I have to be a little more clear with you. So I'm going to, put some examples out there of how I've used you guys before, just for everyone else in the room. So, number one, I had a situation where, my first apartment, moved into there when I was 20 years old. My bachelor pad. Any of you guys ever had a bachelor pad? Yeah, 400 square foot piece of crap. But it was mine. You guys know what I mean? The guys in the room are like, uh-huh, yeah, that's right. I mean, you tell the girls, hey, come over to my place. It's not come over to my parents' place. Mom, hey, get out of the room. No. I now have my own place. Okay, so that first apartment, I was just about to move out. I was actually just about to get married. My contract was about 8 months into that lease. And how many people are familiar with when you normally rent an apartment, you have to give them a certain amount of days notice, before you leave. This apartment complex, it was a 60-day notice. And I'll try not to say their name, but I probably will. But, so 60-day notice. I called them up about 2.5 months before, and I said, so, I'm going to be moving in the next 2 months at the end of my lease. Is there anything I need to do to get out of my contract? He says, no, sir. You notified us. You're good to go. I said, perfect. Thank you so much. I called back 3 days before I was moving, and I said, when do you want your keys? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm moving. I called you up and told you. Well, they said, sir, please come to our office. And I was a little worried. Does that sound right, guys? No, please come down. I mean, just the tone that she was using, I was a little... But, so I come down the office. I sit across from this very nice young woman. I have to say nice. In St. George, they know what I've called her. So I'm sitting across from this very nice young woman, and she's explaining to me, sir, you didn't give us written notice. So we're actually going, you're going to have to stay here 2 more months or pay us 2 more months rent at market value. 400 square foot bachelor apartment at market value was supposedly $800 a month. But I'm not sure what market they were talking about. But here I was. They were saying, sir, you either pay it or we'll come after you for the money. I said, that doesn't sound right. So I walked out of there steaming, fuming. Picked up my phone, called my law firm, Chester Black. So I called Chester Black, and with my unlimited number of legal advice. I have a laser pointer here. Boom, right there. Unlimited number of legal advice. And I found out, what are my rights in this situation? They said, sir, that doesn't sound right. How about you go ahead and fax over that contract that you signed the lease? I said, well, I don't have it. So go get it. So I got it. I faxed it off to them. They reviewed my contract, just like Chester and Black did. So they reviewed my contract. They said, sir, that doesn't sound right what they're saying. It says right in here that because they had told you that you had, they had received your notice, they cannot change their, legal jargon for me, I'm sorry. I only went to 2 years of college. But so they said basically what it came down to is they said, sir, they cannot change their point, their point of view. They cannot change their mind with what they're saying. So I'm saying, so what can we do here? He said, you know what? Chester and Black went ahead and wrote me a letter on my behalf. And, when you guys agree that a letter from an attorney carries a lot more weight than a letter from us?
Okay.
Exactly. So they sent off that letter. About 2 days later, I got the same letter. And, it was amazing. In fact, I'll read just a little short snippet from it. He says, furthermore, the doctrine of equitable estoppel may act to disallow, overlook at sunset point. I knew I couldn't stop from saying it. From adopting a new position that contradicts the position previously taken by it, that the notice was valid and received, where Mr. Anderson has relied on that representation, and allowing the change in position stands to unfairly prejudice him. Now, I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. In fact, I got so worried, I was like, man, that's not to me, is it? Because the guy's name was Travis. Travis Baker. He's not in the room. Have you ever seen Travis Baker? You tell him I said this. But I said, okay, Mr. Baker, okay, it's not to me. So, okay, so you see Chester and Black. Make sense? What you guys can do for me? On top of that, I had a good friend of mine had one of these sprinkler systems installed in his home. It was actually going to reduce the insurance cost of his home. And what happened was that we ended up one of those being a little bit leaky. So, it was leaking antifreeze onto his carpet. And I know the mothers in the room can complain about that, antifreeze on the carpet when you've got newborns running around. Am I right? You don't want your kid, honey, go play in the puddle. No, get away. Exactly. So he called up the construction company, and they said, they wouldn't return his phone calls. And, what ended up happening was he called up his law firm, called up Chester Black, and found out, sir, that doesn't sound right. We're going to go ahead and make a phone call for you. I think it was that same day. Or a couple days later, he got a phone call back that said, sir, we'll be back. We'll be there to fix it. What time works for you? Showed up. It was actually a 10-cent washer that needed to be replaced. 10 cents, and he wouldn't return his phone call. But we all know that. I've been in the construction game. When you've been paid, those calls back are used to complain. And you just like, yeah, I'm busy. I know how it is. I've been in the construction game. So, but one phone call from his attorney, from Chester Black, solved that problem. Just a 10-cent water. Exactly. And it was amazing. My good friend made one more complaint. He says, well, you actually ruined my carpet now. They said, oh, we're so sorry, sir. They went ahead and cut him a check for $2,928. And he just went and threw it in the bank because when you're a new dad, that your kids are just going to put another stain in, the next day. So he went down to Walmart, bought a $5 rug, put it over the stain, and went to Disneyland the next month. So, exactly. So Chester Black, we love you. On top of that, I had a phone repair. I had a BlackBerry that I was taking in. That's why I switched to the iPhone. Anybody that doesn't have an iPhone, get one. I'm just saying, the month I got my iPhone, the month I made $10,000. So, I don't want to say that they're linked, but maybe they are. So, is anyone from Apple in here? Can I get a check for that? I didn't think so. Okay, so I had a phone that needed to be repaired. I took it down to a company by the name of Prestige Wireless. I can mention their name. They're out of business now. Took it in. In fact, my wife took it in. And a couple days later, they're still not returning our phone calls. In fact, they went out of business the day we took in our phone. And we're thinking, what is going on? So we ended up picking up the phone, calling Chester Black, finding out what our rights were. They said, you know what, do this, you'll get your money back. We did that, we got our money back. So we got our money back. It was $27. But who would call an attorney over $27? Nobody, right? It's crazy. But $27, I got my money back. And they actually went ahead and wrote a letter for us on our behalf to get our phone back. Because we never got our phone back. Because they had shut the doors and they wouldn't return our phone calls or anything like that. They went ahead, they sent us a letter back that said, the phone is in the mail, but they addressed it to a Marilyn Anderson, not an Elizabeth Anderson. We said, there's something wrong. We called up our attorneys again. They said, hey, they sent the letter to the wrong person. They said, okay, no problem. We'll send them one more letter. 2 days later, they said, you know what? The phone is in the mail. It's at our law firm. We're going to send it to you tonight. Exactly. Chester Black. My goodness. And you can just see, the first three issues how, what we've used. And on top of that, the lawyers were for your will, your living will, your health care power of attorney. So Chester Black, this is all included. Keep adding up. You guys have seen how we've used it so far. And then you see traffic representation. I had an issue going through Manaway County. Anyone ever driven through Manaway County? From Logan, is it Logan between Brigham, right? Brigham City and Logan. Manaway County. I'm not even sure how that's a town, but it's, 500 people and a courthouse. That's about it. But I was going through there, it was late at night, and I think I was 19 years old, going 79 in the 60 zone. Got pulled over, poncho is behind me, the lights turn on, and I get pulled over, and we all get that sick feeling, am I right? But it was so nice to be able to pick up my phone, call Chester Black, and find out what my rights were in the situation. They said, you know what, go ahead and send that ticket in to us. We're going to go ahead and review it for you. They said, in that county, we can actually do a couple things for you. So they were speaking with the prosecuting attorney for me the day I went to court. In fact, I wouldn't have had to go to court if I had just actually responded sooner. I put it off for about 2 months. But they said, you have to go to court now. But don't judge me. So I was on the phone with Chester Black, with the attorneys, for about half a dozen times throughout the day before I went to court. In fact, I talked to the prosecuting attorney that night, and he's like, yeah, I talked to your attorney a handful of times. Everything's good. I'm like, wow, you are so nice. Are you sure you're not my attorney? He said, no, I'm the prosecuting attorney. I'm like, wow. I'm like, why are you being so nice to me? He says, well, me and your attorney are actually friends. We go way back. I said, perfect. Wow. You hooked me up? He said, yeah. All you got to do is go sign this in front of the judge, say you're sorry, and you're done. I said, perfect. No points went to my record. I now have a clean driving record. In fact, I went to my insurance agent about a month later, and I said, so how much would my insurance have gone up? Because I'm on my own policy. I'm 19. What would a 19 over speeding ticket do? He's like, well, because you're on your own policy, it'd probably go up about $50 a month. I say, and he's like, why do you ask? I said, no reason. So I walked out and shut the door and changed insurance agents. Done with season. But you can see, so Chester Black, this is all, you can add up a little bit, but this is all covered. On top of that, trial defense. I want to give me 75 hours of a trial defense attorney time just in case I'm sued. On top of that, IRS audit protection. 50 hours of tax attorney's time. So, and anything else I haven't covered, I want you to give me a minimum of a 25% discount, whether it be bank robbery, kidnapping, kid slapping. Doesn't matter. I have to share this story. A good friend of mine, was doing a presentation just like this, talking about kidnapping. And in fact, I think he had heard, that sounds kind of witty, but I didn't come up with it. I wish I did. Talking about bank robbery, kidnapping, kid slapping, and he said something like, yeah, when you beat your kids? Yeah, that's covered in the 25% discount. And everybody is just like, and the person's just like, what? What are you talking about? Beat your kids? He's like, oh, well, it just didn't come out right. You know what I mean? So anyway, he knows who he is. And 24/7 emergency access in case you're ever arrested, detained, as long as there's no drugs, alcohol involved, anything like that. So, as well as access to any online legal form. So, I'm sure Chester Black, you guys are adding up in your head, but not on an hourly basis, on a monthly, month to month. Okay? I also want you to be able to help me protect my identity. How are you going to do that? Because it's not just about credit. You look at medical, email, social media, bankruptcy, insurance, cell phone, child support, criminal, grants, passport, driver's license, mail, social security, children, ID cloning, credit cards. And that's just the top 10. I could go on forever, couldn't I? Anybody in here has never heard of identity theft? And if you're living under a rock somewhere, I can understand. But, we've all heard of it. So what does Legal Shield do? What will Chester Black do for me? They're actually going to put together what we call our Identity Theft Shield in place to actually help us with this. What they'll do is they'll actually help monitor, do credit monitoring with activity alerts, as well as a credit report with score and analysis, credit report consultation, as well as consultation to help prevent identity theft. But what sets them apart? It's that those identity restoration services, being able to, when someone actually goes in and messes with my identity, say they get a credit card in my name somewhere else, I want you to go in and fix it for me. So Chester Black, I want you to put a company on retainer to do this. And not just any company. I want you to put the best company, the best of the best, to do this for me. Make sense? And this is all covered. In fact, you're going to hear more about it a little bit later. Just to give you that little treat. Okay, so how does Legal Shield do this? How does Chester Black do this? As you look at this, dedicated provider law firms, quality control to the higher standards, monitored by Legal Shield. So Chester Black, I'm sorry, you're going to be monitored by Legal Shield. So if you don't pick up the phone within three rings, you're going to get reprimanded. And if you don't live up to your end of the deal, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, we can fire you on a 60-day notice. Is that fair? Still, we're friends, right? I'm not going to get you fired unless you need it. And prepaid and ready to advise. And Kroll Incorporated, the world's leading risk consulting firm, Fortune 500 client, prepaid and ready to advise. The last bullet there, prepaid and ready to advise, is the key. Because I want it already in place. I want to be able to use you whenever I need you. Make sense? So how much does peace of mind cost? A lot of people ask, Chester Black, I'm sure you're, what would you charge me, Mr. Black? $1,000. And people that have used attorneys, that's what they say. People that haven't used attorneys, they say $200-$300 a month. Month to month. And the people that are attorneys, they say, dude, that is too much. I can't even do it. I get fired. I say, okay. So here with Legal Shield, what we do, peace of mind. What is peace of mind? Your entire family, you and your entire family are covered for only $35.95 per month, month to month. I remember when I saw that, I thought to myself, you're kidding me, right? I was taken aback. Because I was sitting down with Mr. Burns at a Dillon's, right? Right there in Layton. Sitting there, right across from Mr. Burns. And when he talked about it, because I had heard a little bit about it from my dad, and I was sitting down, and when he had shared that with me, I thought to myself, holy cow. Because I was sitting there thinking, I'd never used attorneys, so I was saying, this is going to cost me $200 to $300 a month, and I was thinking about ways that I could put it into my budget. Because of how valuable it would be. Because how much did those first few issues that I already talked about save me? You're talking, my apartment complex, $1,600. Would I have called an attorney? Probably not. Because who would I have called? I have no idea. That's the problem. And that's where most people sit today. They either have someone to call, too much, or they have no idea who to call, and then it's still too much. So you just ask yourself, how would you like to act? Whether it be bank draft, credit card, debit card, it doesn't matter. So, you can just kind of ask yourself. I know a lot of people, your slides for me. So you can just ask yourself, who do you know? Because wouldn't you agree that we all tell people, good experiences that we have in different things? Anyone see a good movie lately? I'm sure there's somebody who's seen a good movie lately. And we tell people about it, right? And we don't expect a check. I saw the movie Warrior about 2 months ago, and I'm telling you, I tell everybody about it. But I wish I had a check in the mail. I wish someone was going to pay me something, because I probably referred 100 plus people to that movie. Anybody ever seen it? It's great. If you haven't seen it, go see it. And by the way, just tell them I sent you. Maybe they'll kick me something. Maybe they'll just give me free popcorn or something. But you can just ask yourself, we would tell people about this. And I know I would, regardless if I got paid anything. Because you can ask yourself, who has, who do you know has children? Has had their identity compromised? Is self-employed or a business owner? Or needs to prepare or update their will? Exactly. We know people every single day that could use this kind of service. And they do not want to pay the traditional $200 to $300 an hour. Exactly. So you can just ask yourself, who could benefit from this membership right now? You can just ask yourself, would you like to get paid? Or would you like us to get paid? And a simple question, right? Exactly. So you're the group I want to talk to. So because people might just see videos like this.
Said they were going to be delivering everyone a new, big, full-size recyclable trash can to replace the teeny tiny bins they usually provide. Well, I thought that was pretty neat. So a few weeks later, I was out getting my mail when I saw the guy delivering everyone's new big blue trash cans to our street. except mine. Well, next day I called the city up and said, hey, this is Pete, and I didn't get my trash can. And she said, well, we're going to have to do an investigation. I said, over a trash can? She said, the only way you can get one is to buy a new one, and they're $80. Wow. Well, I hung up and contacted my provider law firm, and apparently the situation wasn't as messy as I had thought. Because a couple of hours after my attorney contacted the city, my doorbell rang, and there was a delivery guy from the city next to my big blue trash can.
While we can't control the city trash, we can help you deal with your own garbage. Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Good stuff. Man, so those people that you do know, they're going to hear about Legal Shield one way or another. You just have to ask yourself, do you want to be the one that says something? You know what I mean? Make sense? Okay. All right, now we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk to those people that maybe, you know, because I'm sure several people in the room, those guests in the room, they weren't invited out here, you know, hearing about an amazing legal plan, something that could, you know, save their family time and money, but something that, you know, they've heard about some average people earning way above average income. Am I right? Exactly. And that was where I was, because I was looking for something. I didn't know what I was looking for, but I was looking for something when I first took a look at Legal Shield. So where have we been as a company? We've been in business since 1972. So been in business now almost 40 years. 2.1 million requests for legal assistance last year alone. You look at 1.4 million memberships across the U.S. and Canada. That's a total of about 4 million people that we protect here with Legal Shield. As well as, you know, we're owned by a New York-based equity group. And we have a proprietary system of provider law firms covering 49 states across the country and 4 provinces in Canada. The only state not covered is Alaska. No one wants to live there. It's too dang cold. I come from St. George, so this is cold for me. So, but Alaska, my goodness, no way. In fact, I recently spoke with a gentleman from Alaska. He lives out in Pennsylvania, and I was chatting with him a little bit, and I made that joke, and he's like, I actually am from Alaska. I'm like, I'm sorry, did I offend you? He said, no, it's okay, I understand. I didn't even like living there, it's okay. So I said, perfect. Offering a high-quality, cost-effective legal and identity theft service. So why Legal Shield? You might be asking yourself, you know, why? And I was, but it was more of those things that I was asking, why did I want to do something different? I wanted more income. Anybody in that situation? I think everybody wants, I mean, because extra income, what's the great thing about extra income? It's extra. Right? It's additional. It's more than what you have. Because, you know, I know money isn't everything, but it gives you options. Am I right? It allows you to do the things. And it's amazing. I remember just, I don't know. It's almost hard to put into words. Talking about how I used to think before Legal Shield, just because of how strapped I was bills-wise at my job. I mean, I'd work my guts out every single week, and I knew that I had just enough money to pay off my bills that week. And I knew I didn't have anything extra. It was just, man, I'd have like maybe $20. I'm like, sweet, let's go to a movie. Now that was my philosophy. And I if I had any extra money, go spend it. A little bit different. So, you know, time. You know, I make that joke about, you know, being able to stay at home with my wife. I know she cries sometimes now that I don't leave, but, you know, I mean, I believe that she loves me still. You know, I'd like to think so. But I like to say, you know, I'll take the bad with the good. You know what I mean? So, and freedom. You know, it isn't kind of sad. We live in the freest country in the world, and yet freedom is always in the top three of people's list of what they want more of. Is that kind of crazy? But that's the world we live in today, because you either, you know, I mean, because, you know, we almost sometimes feel like slaves to our job, slaves to our own, you know, business, you know, if we own a traditional business, because we know that if we don't go to work, we don't get paid. And if we don't get paid, what happens? The cars go away. The home goes away. The food goes away. You know, you can't take care of your family or yourself if you're by yourself. You know, that was how I was, you know, bachelor apartment. I could barely take care of myself. I think I could master how to make anything with top ramen, potatoes, and rice. I could make a banquet out of those three things. You know, it cost me $1 for, you know, the week. I know some people out there that have done it. So, I mean, you know, you guys are laughing, but you guys, I know there's some of those people out here. So why now? Market potential, customer need, we've already established that. Because what's the contrast? $200 to $300 an hour. As you can see, the economic environment and the industry in transition. Do people want to pay $200 to $300 an hour? Or they prefer a dollar a day or less? Even the former Attorney General for the state of Utah, Mark Shurtleff, been a car chair member here with LegalShare for 10 years now. Because he understands, look, I may have 200 attorneys that work for me, but I understand how expensive they are. Why would I pay them full price when I can have so much done here with LegalShield for a dollar a day or less? Exactly, and that's where most people are today. So, and most times with most businesses, there is an investment. I always use the example with McDonald's. What does it cost you to get started in McDonald's? Yeah, $1 million to $2 million. Why is that? You buy the big M, right? And, you know, kind of a side note, have you ever seen a McDonald's go out of business? I don't think I have. Because of the system. Because what makes that system so good? The number one, what is it? The Big Mac, right? That's like the only reason I go to McDonald's, because I know that I can go in and I can even have my wife order my, honey, get me a number one. Well, do you want to know what the number? No, it's a Big Mac. I mean, because it's standard everywhere, right? You can go anywhere. The number one will always be a Big Mac, and that's why that system works. I mean, right? They always get the hamburgers from, you know, such and such place. They always cook the fries, you know, such way. But that's why you invest that kind of money. Not to be the employee, but to be the business owner. Am I right? And when I first got started here with LegalShield, the investment was a whopping $249. And even as a 19-year-old kid, I understood, look, the wealthiest people I know are in business. Am I right? Bill Gates, is he an employee or does he own his own business? Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs. You know, was he an employee or did he own his own business? Exactly. So wouldn't it be safe to say that the wealthiest people in our country built a business or had something that could spit out that kind of cash flow rather than be an employee to someone else? Exactly. So I understood that. And I knew my dad was in business for himself, and he was a wealthy guy. And so I knew that I had to figure out some way, and I was thinking about investing in real estate right before the real estate crash. And thank heavens I didn't. And I was about to drop all my savings on that just because I was like, you know what? I understand investing is how you make your money. So, but as of right now, the CEO of our company actually understands the times are tough right now. The economy is a little down. So he's allowed us to get anyone new started for only $149. Wow. Amazing. I still can't believe it. I mean, I felt like my $249 was the best investment I've ever made. In fact, my wife made a joke about that one time. She said, you know, he says that, you know, $249 was the best investment we ever made, but we've had some pretty good dates. You know, I guess, in a way, you're right, honey. Well, I don't know, that ring I bought her, that was a pretty size. You know, would you agree, guys, when you buy your wife an engagement ring, sizable investment? But what are you investing in? Your future? Am I right? If you buy a crappy ring, you know, it's just kind of indicative of what's going to happen. That's why you go all out. Right, guys? I know you got some people that are engaged in here. It's like, that's right. Some people aren't engaged. They're like, so when's that ring coming? I'm sorry. That's where you got them to the bus. I'm on your side. So you get, with your $149, you get a business in a box, your comprehensive training program, as well as support of your sponsor and team, and online access to your office, as well as an associate support center and benefits plan membership. In fact, the benefits plan is new as of just 2 months ago. And in fact, great things like I'm with Sprint. They gave me a 12% discount just for being an associate, just for being related with here with LegalShield. Exactly. Those with AT&T get an 18% discount on your cell phone bill. I mean, what you're already paying, you get an additional 18% off. If you want to know, if you want to find out more, just ask the person that brought you. And there's so many different things that help you rent more cars. That, I mean, they'll be able to help you rent affordable cars, you know, stay at affordable places. In fact, we just got a prescription card, allowed us to save money on a prescription. I just had to buy for my wife. Just amazing things that just in addition to what we do here at LegalShield, just included. You can just ask yourself, when it comes to building your business, no time, no problem. That's fine. I didn't have any time when I first got started. Would you guys agree? I mean, I got up at 5:30 in the morning to go to school, got home at 3, worked from 3 to 8. Does that give me a lot of free time? Heavens, I don't know how I got up at 5:30. Today, you know, working from home, I feel like, man, 8:30 is early. Yeah, you know, everybody in the room full-time with LegalShield understands. Some of those people, I mean, I'm told it lasts. Mr. Burns tells me it's a phase, but I don't know. I don't want to get out of that phase. But no time, no problem. We have web presentations, phone calls, flip charts, DVDs, luncheons, business briefings, events just like this to be able to build the business around your schedule, because I only had 10 hours a week, 2 hours a day. Would you agree that I had no time? But I didn't let that be my excuse. I let it be my reason to fuel me so that I could have more time. So that my wife would cry about me being home rather than me being gone. Exactly. And you're like, why do you want your wife to cry? You weren't listening. You guys won't get that. So, anyone ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire? You know, I love the line. It's such a good line. Show me the money. I'm going to show you. So, how do we get paid? And some of the people are like, well, I've seen it edited. You know, here in Utah, if you guys aren't from Utah, you guys probably won't get that. So, junior associate, everyone gets started as a brand new junior associate. You go out and market a membership, that same $35 membership, the company is going to send you, by direct deposit, $34. So, wait a second. I know some people are like, you're telling me, I send in $35 to the company, they're going to send me it right back? 100% commission? That's what I'm telling you. And if you actually do that, you actually go out and do that five times, refer five people to this membership, they're going to go ahead and just pay you that other $34. That's where there's a dash. So you're talking about, not dash, you guys know what I mean, backslash. So, okay, we're forward slash. So you're talking about $69. They're going to send you double what you sent to the company. Makes sense? Some of you guys are like shaking your head, no way. I'm telling you, it works. You know how I know? I've never had a check bounce from Legal Shield. Mr. Hall, have you ever had a check bounce? Mr. Burns? Mr. Hill? Mr. Wilkinson? Mr. Rona? Exactly. No checks bounce. Good feeling, right? Know that you do the work, you're going to get paid. I know sometimes we don't have that feeling in our jobs. Mind you, sometimes I'd be like, so Dad, when am I going to get my check? Next week. But Dad, I worked last week to get my check this week. I'll get to it. Dad, when am I getting my... I'll get to it. And then, you know, when your dad tells you he's going to get to it and he tells you three times, you know, you have to listen. Otherwise, you know, he'll knock you out. And at least that was the relationship with my dad. In fact, Mr. Self will always say, you know, my dad didn't believe in timeouts. I'd be knocked out. And that was the way it was with my dad. So, you actually get promoted. You do that a few times, you get promoted to the associate position, getting paid $103 doing that exact same thing, referring that same membership. Amazing, right? $103 just for sending in that same $35 application. You do that a few more times, you actually help a few people get to that same position of associate, you get promoted to a senior associate, getting paid $138 doing the same thing. You have individuals, managers making $172, directors making over $200, sending in a $35 application. We call those dangerous directors, by the way. Because those are the people that show up a little bit late to work. You know what I mean? You know, they roll in 15 minutes late because during their lunch break, they made $200 sitting down showing the flip book, showing the membership. Someone says, yeah, this makes sense. I need a will. I don't have one. Exactly. So $207, they come in a little late to work, and the boss says, hey, where you been? It's 15 minutes after when you're supposed to be here. I said, well, yeah. You stop paying me more money, I'll show up on time. And those executive directors, those are the people that just say, you know what? They're continually late, and the executive directors in the room, you know, you guys understand what I mean. They're continually late. They keep showing up a little bit later, and the boss says, you know, there's something going on. There's a problem going on. You either got to show up on time, or you got to go. He says, you're right. I got to go. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to fire your boss. It's a double S-O-B spelled backwards. Is my dad in the room? He's not. Good. Okay, I can say that. But on top of that, you can see team override event. When your team actually goes out and markets that, you know, same membership. You actually get an override. Say you're a manager getting paid $172. Make sense? In that same $35 plan, you go out and help a brand new person get started. They go out and make that $69 referring that membership. You actually make the difference between that. What's 34, 34, 34? It's a little over $100 on that same membership. Say you were in Cancun. They marketed five memberships. They got paid $350. You got paid the difference. $500 and you were in Cancun. Nice, right? What would you do? Probably send them a postcard. Probably send them some vitamins, right? Saying, go, boy, go. Exactly. On top of that, you see lifetime residual income, 1 to 18% of those members that keep their membership. Because the reason they can pay as much as they do, because they understand that 80% of our members that use the plan keep it for at least a year. And so they're willing to pay you as much as they can because they understand that we have such a great membership. Because and it's not like there's a contract. They say, you know, we have to earn their service. We have to earn them as a customer every single month. But as long as they keep their membership month 13 and beyond, you can pay residual income on that membership every single month the rest of your life. Nice, am I right? We have individuals in this room drawing residual income. Mr. Wilkinson about to hit a six-figure residual income, passive, whether he works again or not, whether his team does anything or not. Exactly. Not a bad deal. And talking about that first promotion, just touching on it real quickly, it takes, like we said, from junior associate to associate, either three memberships with one person working with you, or just five memberships, and you're in that first promotion. Earn $207 doing it the 3-in-1, or $345 the 5. And you already have your investment back. Your first three people. And that's what I saw. You telling me, because I didn't ask the question, what if it doesn't work? I said, well, what if it does? Because I know I'm going to get my money back. Because number one, my mom needs a will, and I want to be in it, so I better, at least hook her up. And, she was a little slow at first, but, she caught on. How many people ever had parents that were a little slow at first and then caught on? Got smarter later in life. I know it's not supposed to work like that, but it did. Some people laughing probably because it's true. So, okay, and on top of that, they're talking about monthly bonuses, exotic trips, special contests and promotions, just for doing the consistent activity, the consistent work every single month, every single week. You basically sell one membership, market one to two memberships a week. They're going to send you not only a $300 to $500 car allowance check, but they're going to send you on trips like to Cancun, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, Hawaii, going to Hawaii this year. Exactly. We want more people going. In fact, the company sent, 1,000 people to Hawaii this year? I'm not talking about the top executives. Consistent people. I remember when Mrs. Martineau, she is my mom, for those people that do not know her. I know it's a sad day when you find that out. But she was, when she first won the trip to Cancun, she was so excited. She called me up, just freaked out. She said, I didn't even know I could have earned it. I wasn't doing anything crazy. I said, well, you stay consistent. So you want to learn something today? Stay consistent. Okay. So where can the business take you? Paid over $1 billion to associates over the last decade. Billion with a B. Not just a million. 1,000 people plus earning over $50,000 a year, and many of them are earning between $100,000 and $1 million per year. Amazing. So you see, where we've been, what Legal Shield is, and kind of what has happened. We've stood the test of time, and what we've paid out the last decade without you. The question is, what can we do with you? That's where I lost sleep. In fact, I can't even sleep much nowadays. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm in that no sleep phase, and you'll be in it at one point in your business. Because you're just excited to be able to have something, have more than what you've had before. Be able to do something more than you ever could. I mean, this Christmas, I'm not thinking about how much I have to spend, for presents or how much I have to draw the, my money to pay my bills and stuff like that. I'm thinking, who can I maybe, send on a trip for Christmas this year? Who can I maybe, Mr. Ray, some people raising their hand? Not here. Okay. Some people that maybe, lost their job. Maybe I could, give them a $500 Christmas bonus. Give them something to, have some hope. It's a lot better feeling to be able to have that kind of mentality, right? A giving mentality rather than feeling like, feeling like you have to take every chance you get. So it's, kind of touching on, where the business is taking, where the business can take you. And we have some local success stories here in the room that have been invited to come up on stage and share some of their success stories. So please give them a round of applause as we welcome them in the front of the room.
I thought for sure I was going to see Gabby come grab Travis by his ear and pull him off the stage there for a second. But my name is Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 4 years ago, and my intention was just to kind of try to get a little extra money for my car payment. But what happened was the business started paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job 4 months in. 6 months in, I quit my full-time job, and our first full year, it paid us $68,000, and half of that year was part-time, and we've been full-time now and had much bigger years since, and we just absolutely love the company.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Anderson. I'm the wife of this gentleman. But prior to Legal Shield, I was a full-time college student studying sign language interpreting, and then I was also working full-time. And I hated my job. I found I was more time broke than anything. But after just doing some consistent work with my husband on a very part-time basis, we now get to work when we want and really play when we want. So we absolutely love Legal Shield.
My name is Cheryl Confair. At one point, I was literally, physically non-functional. And because of Mr. Burns now, an example I'm still getting used to is going to the bank a day later and seeing over a couple of $100, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I've got rabbits in there. I'm keeping them.
Prior to Legal Shield, I was a full-time police officer, and identity theft isn't something new. We used to just call it fraud because most of it had to do with banking accounts. And we'd take the reports, and we'd file it and give it to the detectives. The detectives would go to work, and we'd tell them good luck because, truthfully, they catch less than 5% and prosecute even fewer than that. With this business, I've had a better opportunity to help many more people with this, and it's retired me from law enforcement. Awesome company.
I'm the mom. And I have the mic. Gabby Martineau from St. George, been with Legal Shield for about 2.5 years. You know, doing this has built the relationships. The relationship that my son and I have together is phenomenal. You know, we joke, we have a great time, we work together, we talk on the phone every single day. The relationships that I build with clients is phenomenal as well. So, truly, I'm Legal Shield for life.
Awesome.
My name's Dave Hall. My background is I never graduated from high school. I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, and I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28. When somebody introduced me to this company, we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week around my full-time job and family and church colleagues and stuff like that. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my job. So I let the job go. I went full-time with the company. After my second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It hasn't paid us less than six figures for the last decade. A little over 7 years after starting to work this business, it paid us over $1 million. And looking back at my last job, it would have taken me 55 years to make $1 million working at a job that I absolutely hated, and this has residual income. I love this company.
I would say that's my favorite part of the presentation, to be able to showcase just some of the local stories, you know, be able to take it away for myself. I mean, all the people having success here, and I know there were so many other people that could be up here sharing their success stories, but just in the interest of time, we couldn't allow them to all be up here. But talking about action steps, number one, become a member. I mean, I believe that this service makes sense to just about everybody. And, you know, because it's not if, it's just when you have a situation that comes up that you could use something, you know, could have something, you know, it would be nice to have something in place to benefit you, to help you in that situation. So number two, become an associate. For those people, I mean, the membership, I believe, is for everybody. The business maybe isn't for everybody. But, you know, I mean, if it makes sense, if the membership makes sense, I think the business does too. Because, well, I mean, you might as well. I mean, if you're going to use something, you're probably going to say something about it. Wouldn't you agree? And you're probably, and, you know, especially when you have a positive, I guess you say, result from using the attorneys. Wouldn't you say that you're going to want to say, you know, good things about it? Exactly. Would you rather be paid for it or would you rather have somebody else? And some people are like, me? Exactly. You guys are the bright people in the room. So, and number three, complete your first step training online, as well as attend the basic training, which will then allow you to, with just marketing one membership, be actually qualified for that associate's benefit plan that we had touched on. And then become Fast Start qualified, because we're not in the business of helping someone get started and not get their money back, not get paid. In fact, we talk about it in St. George all the time. We want to be a marketplace. We want to be just a unit that anybody that comes on board, we make sure we help you get your first promotion, so, you know, we can get that money back in your pocket and get you in profit mode. So, you know, with that, you know, I apologize for some of the shots I took at some people. It was all in, you know, with love. You know, I love all of you. So anybody that gets offended from what I say, please don't. It was not intended for most of you. So just decide how you want to get paid, monthly, weekly, or daily. And with that, guys, you know, we want to invite our regional vice president to come up in front of the room to close out the rest of this, you know, to talk about what we have going on a little bit later this afternoon. So with that, guys, thank all of you for coming out. Take charge. We'll see you at the top.
Real quickly,
there we go. Thank you. If you have not attended your basic training,
Typically, we do those on Thursdays every other week right here. But a lot of people have requested to have one on a weekend because they have people that work weeknights, or it's just tough to hit that Thursday night schedule. So put it in your calendar. Next Saturday morning right here, we're going to do a basics training on a Saturday. The other nice thing about that class is the promotion to reset people's fast start clocks is ending on the 14th. This class will be held on the 12th. In other words, if you have anyone in your organization that did not fast start qualify by, I think it was September 11th, then they can attend this class and it starts it all over. It gives them 30 more days. That's 30 days during the holiday seasons that they can get now advanced commissions instead of paid as earned and pick up the bonus money and stuff. So if you have anyone that for some reason or other didn't hit it, get them to that class. Next Saturday morning right here in the Salt Lake Community College, it's going to be from 9 to noon. 9 to noon here. So check your organizational report. See if there's somebody that missed it. Get them out here to this event. Here's what the rest of the day is going to look like. We're going to take about a 10-minute break so that you can fill out paperwork, your guests can get their questions answered, you can grab a drink, hit the restroom and stuff. And then we're going to have you come back in the room, do a little bit of recognition, and then we're going to turn the rest of the time over to a gentleman from Kroll that is here to share with you some phenomenal information. We got to have dinner last night with Matthew. Just a great guy. Had a lot of fun. I'm so excited to hear this information. And for those of you that weren't there, I'm sorry, you missed a great dinner. You definitely want to be at the dinner next month. We've already let it out of the bag who's coming. We're having the CEO of our company, Mr. Rip Mason, in town. First time ever here to do an event for us. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Now, if you're a guest here, you look around, a lot of the people here, they bought a ticket for this event, paid anywhere from $20 to $2,000 to get into this event. We're going to actually let you get in for free with your associate agreement filled out. If you fill out an application during the break, say, hey, I'd really like to learn more about this company. We have a UPS envelope that's going straight to the corporate office today. You fill that out, turn it in at the table, and then they will get you a name tag that will get you back into the event. You can stay for the rest of the entire event for free. So with that said, let's take a 10-minute break. We'll see you all back here in about 10 minutes.
Show. Now I'm naked. You say I'm a sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dreams.